Chapter 3 Love. Page 31. A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the TV game show, The Matchmaking Game. Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. The Matchmaking Game.
Welcome to The Matchmaking Game. On today's show, you will meet Vivian Porter, a 23-year-old nurse from Chicago. Vivian likes to hang out in art museums when she's not working and says she loves men who go out of their way to make every date special. Today, Vivian will meet three bachelors who are hidden behind a screen. She can't see them, but she can ask them questions. At the end of our show, Vivian will select one of the three bachelors to go out with on a date. Vivian, what would you like to ask the bachelors?
Bachelor number one, I am a little bit shy around people I don't know. What would you do to help me come out of my shell?
Oh, that's easy. I would take you to a hockey game. You'll be yelling as loud as the rest of us in no time.
Well, hockey isn't really my cup of tea. Bachelor number two, what would you do?
I'm a lot more romantic than bachelor number one. We could start with an art exhibit, then have a quiet dinner, followed by an evening at the opera.
That sounds lovely, but quite expensive. Who would pick up the tab for this date?
I would, of course. I want to make this date impossible to turn down. I'd really love to go out with you.
Thank you, Bachelor number two. Bachelor number three, if you were in a room full of people I didn't know, how would I recognize you?
Oh, baby, you'd know me for sure. One look at me will knock your socks off. Everyone notices me when I walk into a room. I'm definitely the best-looking guy here.
Is that right? Well, we'll soon see about that.
Okay, Vivian. Now it's time to choose. Will it be bachelor number one, bachelor number two, or bachelor number three?
Bachelor number two. I'd like to spend some time getting to know him. He seems very thoughtful, and we like to do the same things. I want to know what makes him tick.
Page 34. D. Choosing the best answer. First, listen to the telephone conversation between Michael and Judy. Then listen to each part of the conversation and to the questions that follow. Read the sentences below. Choose the sentence that best answers each question you heard. Circle A or B.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak with Judy?
This is Judy.
This is Michael Moore. I met you at the party last night.
Oh, yes. I remember you well. You helped me carry all my packages to the car, and then you went back for my coat.
Well, I'm glad I could help. Anyway, it was nice to have an excuse to leave. I don't usually spend a lot of time at parties. I prefer to stay home and watch TV after work.
I know what you mean. I don't like going to parties much either.
Well, tell me what you like to do. You said your packages contained art supplies. What kind of artist are you? I'm interested in getting to know you better.
Actually, I'm surprised you called. You seemed so shy at the party. You sat by yourself most of the evening.
I know. I'm usually quiet in a big crowd. But if I'm with only one or two other people, I'm much more sociable.
I'm the same way. In fact, I don't accept most party invitations. I'm not very comfortable around that many people.
Judy, the real reason I'm calling is that I wanted to ask you to go to a dance performance with me on Saturday night. There is one dancer in particular who is very, very good. She will really impress you.
That would be great. I'd love to go.
Good. I'll pick you up at 7. And don't worry about the tickets. I'll pay for everything. See you then.
Part A.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak with Judy?
This is Judy.
This is Michael Moore. I met you at the party last night.
Oh, yes. I remember you well. You helped me carry all my packages to the car, and then you went back for my coat.
Well, I'm glad I could help. Anyway, it was nice to have an excuse to leave. I don't usually spend a lot of time at parties. I prefer to stay home and watch TV after work.
I know what you mean. I don't like going to parties much either.
Questions. 1.
Why does Judy remember Michael?
2.
What does Michael like to do in the evening?
3.
How does Judy feel about going to parties?
Part B.
Well, tell me what you like to do. You said your packages contained art supplies. What kind of artist are you? I'm interested in getting to know you better.
Actually, I'm surprised you called. You seemed so shy at the party. You sat by yourself most of the evening.
I know. I'm usually quiet in a big crowd, but if I'm with only one or two other people, I'm much more sociable.
I'm the same way. In fact, I don't accept most party invitations. I'm not very comfortable around that many people.
Questions. 1.
What does Michael want to do?
2.
How is Michael different when he's with only one or two people?
3.
What does Judy usually do when she's invited to a party?
Part C.
Judy, the real reason I'm calling is that I wanted to ask you to go to a dance performance with me on Saturday night. There is one dancer in particular who is very, very good. She will really impress you.
That would be great. I'd love to go.
Good. I'll pick you up at 7. And don't worry about the tickets. I'll pay for everything. See you then.
Questions. 1.
What does Michael think of the dancer?
2.
What will Michael do about the concert tickets?